Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
By conjecture, reasoning, and pure guesswork, we've narrowed the hunt for Demetrius down to an area of the London docks. You might know it, that dreary stretch of the river that runs along well below the Tower Bridge at the bottom end of Cork Street. There were 32 ships tied up there, and we had a pretty good idea that Demetrius was on one of them. But they were of a dozen different nationalities, so we couldn't just charge all over them, even if we'd wanted to. I won't go into the details of all the machinery we'd set in motion through the embassies and the Foreign Office and so on. That would take an hour. But in one way or another, we had every ship under watch, or well on the way to being searched. And I had Eustace Manninley, the informer, in the area. Manninley knew every black market pole in Soho by sight, and if any of Yachty Bloom's thugs were coming or going from one of those 32 ships, I wanted to know about it. I'd like to have known something about Haiti, too. But not being clairvoyant, I couldn't see the danger she was in, or the way events had shaped for her. She'd tried to save Fleur Dupont. Down by the docks now, she was trying to save something of herself. I don't know. Her soul, perhaps, if you believe in that sort of thing.
The fog's coming in again.
Yes, I see. Serve to conceal Yachty when he's getting rid of the woman Dupont tonight.
Where is he now?
On his way down here. I'll give him a minute or two more.
You're waiting for something?
That's right, Haiti.
Oh, stop that. You do it deliberately to grate my nerves raw. It's like a file scraping.
Yes, I agree. It's an absurd habit. Ah.
Demetrius.
Well, Yachty. One generally knocks. One's not living in a cave, you know.
Yeah. The Dupont woman. Her body.
What about it?
We are doing what you say to get rid of her. She's wearing a ring and what you call it round the wrist, so...
What, Eddie?
A bracelet. Mm. Now, don't refer to me. I don't want to be included in your loathsome discussions with him. Why can't you talk to him somewhere else? Is mine the only cabin on this ship?
Eddie's not feeling up to much tonight, Yachty. Pay no attention. What else did you find on the woman?
Round the neck, on little chain, this.
Hmm, a cameo. Rather a good piece, too, wouldn't you say, Haiti?
He's a ghoul. To rob her now. Oh, how much more of this?
You are not always having fainting heart, Haiti. When we go to Godowski to get the camera...
Never mind her. Are you certain you found nothing else?
Nein, nothing.
I can't understand it.
What did you expect her to be carrying round? Something to tell you where to find the treasure?
Since you mention it, Haiti, yes. You see, I've had a long talk with Yachty's friend, Captain Maycheck, the man who drove her to the bank yesterday morning. He declares that she definitely took something from her safe deposit box. It couldn't have been the Paddington cloakroom ticket she gave me, so what was it? And why did she take it from her bank? And what's become of it?
As though you could ever find the loot through a dead woman. Why you insist on staying here in London now, I will never understand. The loot is lost to you. Why you must insist on staying in my cabin. Leave me alone, please. Get Yachty out of here at least.
It would seem we're not welcome, Yachty.
Yeah, she's rather having Major Keene here.
If you ever say that to me again, you cold-blooded monster.
You really should calm yourself. Yachty, we've not made Haiti as happy on board as we should. Give her those things of Fleur de Pont.
No. No, I don't want them.
Why not? The bracelet, not to mention the cameo. I think the cameo will suit you admirably. If we've lost the loot, surely it's some compensation to know that at least you've not spent your time in London for nothing, don't you think, Yachty?
Yeah. It's good for Haiti.
Take those things out of her with you. You expect me to wear jewels you took from one of your... One of...
Wear them or not, as you please, Haiti, they're yours. Come along, Yachty. The door. We don't want to intrude, do we?
Nein, we're not intruding on Hedy.
Good night, my dear.
You think she's finding the cameo open?
Women are always the victims of their insatiable curiosity, Yachty. She'll open it. And she'll find the cloakroom ticket for the loot at Victoria Station. Fredipont is shrewd. Now, if Hedy finds the ticket and says nothing, we'll know she helped her to escape last night. We don't want to make a mistake about Hedy, do we, Yachty?
We are not making a mistake, Demetrius. It was Hedy who's letting her go.
There was something behind that scene here in my cabin. And when I told him before that the loot was lost to us, he only laughed. They know something they've not told me, so why the scene? And why were these things of Fleur Dupont's forced on me? This cameo. Carved ivory front set in gold, hinged. They may not have noticed the hinge. It's set close to the rim. It should open. A nail file, perhaps. Inserted about here. Yes. A cloakroom ticket. Victoria Station. A cabin trunk left 10 days ago. About the time Max Rubenstein came to the sanatorium. Now I know what they're doing. He and Yachty. They're not sure of me after Fleur Dupont's escape. I'm being tried. And to save my life, I must give them this. Oh, if only I could get word to Keen. Somehow I must get word to Keen before they go to Victoria to collect the loot. Only by betraying them can I save myself now.
Well, here we are, Cuts. The docks in the vicinity of Cork Street. See all those ships?
Not too well in the fog, sir.
Well, take your pick. Demetrius is on one of them.
And Heidi Bergner.
Yes.
Any reports yet from Eustace Manningly?
No, give him time. He's snooping about somewhere. This is where we're supposed to meet him. No, this is the perfect atmosphere for it to end in, Cuts. Look around you. Wet cobblestones, tumble-down warehouses, narrow alleys, fog, damp, and the river. Also, not a sign of life.
It's a temptation, Major. It's a ship right ahead. You can see the name.
Oh, San Bernardino. What's a temptation, Cuts?
Well, it's 30-1 against, but we could board just one of them. Why not that one?
Well, not for a day or two till we can strike at them properly. Demetrius won't run unless he learns we're closing in. And in any case, the SS Bernardino is under Panamanian registry and Portuguese ownership. They have to wait.
Are you sure Manningly will turn up?
11:30, he should be here.
11:25 now, sir.
We'll give him another minute or two.
Listen.
I can't hear anything.
Steps somewhere.
Things keep quiet. See anything? Not Manningly, is it?
Can't see. Fog's thickening.
And the fog distorts the direction the sound seemed to come from, too.
Just a minute. Look, there. There. See that?
What?
I thought I caught a glimpse of someone running.
Well, why didn't we hear him?
Rubber shoes.
Sure it wasn't your imagination?
I don't know, Major. Couldn't be positive in this blooming light. Through the windscreen.
Listen. Hear anything now?
Well, there's someone about somewhere.
Get out quickly. I've got the oddest feeling. Is that Manningly's voice?
Could be.
Come on, at the double.
Straight ahead, it seemed to me.
No water to the right. Over this way, Cuts.
Straight ahead, sir.
Damn this fog. Here, hold it. Stop here. Now listen. Not a sound. We could run ourselves ragged in a pea super like this. Just hold it here and listen, Cuts. I'm certain that was Eustace Manningley.
Well, what is it, Hayden?
This cameo you gave me. The one the Dupont woman was wearing. My gift from Demetrius.
What's the matter? Doesn't it suit you?
Not with a cloakroom ticket inside it for a cabin trunk at Victoria Station.
Oh, so you found
it. As I was meant to. What did you expect me to do? Keep it to myself? I can bear almost anything, but not being trusted by you.
You can hardly blame us for being intrigued at the manner of Fleur Dupont's escape while you were alone with her.
Then what was this absurdity supposed to prove? That I wanted the treasure for myself? Or that I would get word to Gregory Keane about its whereabouts?
The stratagem suggested itself when we found the ticket on Fleur Dupont. We're collecting the loot tomorrow. What is it, Jartier? Well, don't stand there. What he wants?
I'm catching someone we know on the dock, Demetrius. Spying. He's in the warehouse now.
Someone we know? Who?
Gregory Keane's informer, Eustace Manningley.
Informers are some kind of vermin, and sooner or later they all come to the same end. I held no brief for Eustace Manningley, alive or dead. And to get Demetrius, I'd have sacrificed every one of his kind in London. But within 12 hours, I was sorry for him. For when Manningley gave me his last information, he was beyond being paid for it. Ever again.
What is the last information Keane gets from Eustace Manningley? Listen to the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.